Well, I hope this morning has treated you well out there if you're listening this morning. Today is Friday, June the 22nd, the end of the work week, or at least getting there. And I hope that just this time of worship in the morning, or whenever it is that you listen, maybe it's at 2 o'clock in the morning or 8 o'clock at night in the middle of the afternoon, whenever it is, I hope that this has been a great tool for you to just focus your mind and heart on the things of the Lord this week. I hope that the words that have been spoken and the words from His Word have sunk deep into your soul and spirit. Hope those things are changing you and are changing us as we partake of the Word and worship. Well, I have a good friend of mine who is helping this morning. Her name is Lori Lopez. She leads worship with me here at the Gathering Place, and she has graciously agreed to help lead today. And I hope you're blessed because of it. Well, I want to start with Isaiah 64, verses 1 through 4 today. And Lori, would you mind reading that to start us off?
Sure. Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. As when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, and that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things that we did not look for, you came down, the mountains quaked at your presence. From of old, no one has heard or perceived by the ear. No eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for him.
I love that. Those last two lines. It says, no eye has seen a God besides you who acts for those who wait for them. Who acts for those who wait for him. That is who the Lord is today. He does act on behalf of those who wait for him. And just this idea of waiting, we see this so many times in the Word. And as we see it as it relates to waiting on the Lord, every time it is always intimately acquainted and connected with faith. I'm going to say that again. This idea of waiting in the Scripture on the Lord is always connected with faith. It is an expectation or a longing for God to bring something that He has promised. An expectation or a longing for God to bring something that He has promised. And the good thing for us, as we seek the Lord on things that are in our lives that we know that are promises from the Lord. It says this in 2 Corinthians 1:20 through 22, that for all the promises of God find their yes in Him. That is why it is through Him that we utter our amen to God for His glory. And it is God who establishes us with you in Christ. And He has anointed us, and who has also put His seal on us and given us His Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee. So whatever it is this morning that you have been seeking the Lord about, the things that have been on your heart, the things that maybe have been heavy on your spirit, maybe the things the Lord has just put a burden on your heart for, maybe it's a certain person, or maybe it's a certain thing in your life that's going on, maybe it's a sin in your life that you want out, that you do not want that to be a part of your life. Yeah, the Lord is faithful, and He does act on those who wait for Him. So my encouragement this morning, as we are going through all sorts of things, both individually and together, and as we wait on the Lord, and as He is faithful to complete His work in us, Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in tribulation, and be constant in prayer. Let's be a people who rejoice in hope, who are patient in tribulation, and who are constant in prayer, are constant in seeking out the heart of the Lord for every situation, and just simply seeking the heart of the Lord. Jesus, Lord, we wait on You today. Thank You that Your promises are yes and amen, that You are working out Your perfect plans and purposes in us today. Lord, we want to be constant in prayer. Lord, we want to be seeking your face this morning and through lunch and the afternoon and the evening and as we go to bed. Lord, may your words and your very character be upon our hearts and our minds. Lord, this is our prayer and song today. If faith can move the mountains, let the mountains move. We come with expectation, waiting here for you. Lord, we come with expectant hearts as we approach your throne.
Ooh.
spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. Put our trust and hope in you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Worthy Jesus. Jesus, may we be always looking and always watching. Lord, for your voice and for your direction in our life. Lord, may we take a step whenever you say to take a step and not before. Lord, to not get anxious. Lord, but instead of getting anxious, Lord, to get in the closet and to seek you out, to get in the secret place, and to hear your heart on whatever matter it is. So, Lord, I pray for my brothers and sisters today. Lord, I ask that you would give them the sensitivity to your spirit as they go throughout today. Lord, so that as you speak your words and as you speak your direction, that we would all be quick to respond. Lord, give us boldness for the situations that we need boldness in. And Lord, give us patience for situations where we need patience in. Lord, fill us up with the things of your Spirit in increasing measure. Be glorified in our life today, Lord. We love you and we lift up your name through our life today. Be honored. In Jesus' name, we pray.